It is a time of political peril for the 7 Republican senators who voted to convict the dominant figure of their party. State and local Republican parties have censured or are thinking about censuring several of those senators. And Donald Trump himself is set to reemerge for his first public appearance as former president this coming weekend. Yamiche Alcindor reports.
For weeks, the GOP identity crisis has been in free fall. Differences deepened soon after this moment.
Is the respondent Donald John Trump guilty or not guilty?
The moment when the Senate formally acquitted former President Trump, largely along party lines. The votes of 7 Republicans in favor of convicting him set off a firestorm among local GOP officials. The first senator targeted by his home state was Louisiana's Bill Cassidy. The state Republican Party censured him that very same day. Just 2 days later, North Carolina's Richard Burr was also censured by his state GOP. And Republicans are considering censuring at least 3 others: Maine's Susan Collins, Nebraska's Ben Sasse, and Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey. After he was censured, Cassidy spoke to ABC News and stood by his vote.
I'm attempting to hold President Trump accountable. And that is the trust I have from the people that elected me. And I am very confident that as time passes, people will move to that position.
In a statement, Burr also defended himself. He said, quote, "My party's leadership has chosen loyalty to one man over the core principles of the Republican Party." Despite voting to acquit the former president, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell joined in. He blasted President Trump in a speech saying he was, quote, "practically and morally responsible for inciting the siege at the Capitol." At the heart of these battles is a fight to define what being a Republican really means, says Perry Bacon Jr. of the news site 538.
I think the Mitch McConnell view of republicanism is focused on lower taxes, smaller government, and that kind of fiscal conservatism. And the view of the more of the Republicans at the state level, particularly the ones aligned with Trump, is we're talking about the kind of anti-multiculturalism, identity politics of the right.
Bacon says the backlash against Republicans criticizing former President Trump is a reflection of how state and local parties have changed during the Trump era.
The average state party in America is run by somebody who's got picked in the last 2 or 3 years and is very, very pro-Trump. And in their view, being a Republican and being pro-Trump are the same thing.
Indeed, the Wyoming GOP censured the number 3 House Republican, Liz Cheney, for voting to impeach President Trump. But most House Republicans recently voted to keep her in leadership. In neighboring Nebraska, local GOP pressure has been building to censure Senator Ben Sasse. He had been ratcheting up criticism of President Trump's post-election behavior. Before Senate trial proceedings began in earnest, he taped this video confronting local critics.
Politics isn't about the weird worship of one dude.
But one county chair in Nebraska told me outright, the Trump agenda remains the party's North Star. Colleen Woodward of Scottsbluff County wants Sasse punished.
Nebraska overwhelmingly voted for President Trump, meaning President Trump's values and the Make America Great agenda. We wanted Senator Sasse to go ahead and reflect those values in D.C.
Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, Senator Pat Toomey also faces a possible censure. But one local party leader who disagrees with the senator's vote to convict said it's a waste of time to go after him. Sam DeMarco chairs the GOP committee in Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh.
In order to be a Big Ten party, you have to be open to many. And I want moderates to recognize that they have a home here in the Republican Party and that they're welcome as well.
Still, Bacon thinks state and local Republicans' loyalty to the former president means in some places he has already won the battle for the party's future.
At that local level, the Civil War is over. In Washington, it's a little more complicated because Mitch McConnell is still the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, and he's on the other side of the Civil War.
This weekend, former President Trump plans to speak at a popular conservative conference. That could ratchet up even more pressure on the Republicans who defied him.